We have a couple of guests joining us here in studio this morning. Mel Bryles, Connie Hefter, in with us this morning. We're going to talk about an event coming up this weekend, give you a chance just to have a little fun. We've got the D. Bryles Memorial Fund Dance coming up this weekend here in Atlantic at the venue, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Mel, it's good to have some opportunities for folks to get out and kick up their heels again.
Well, it is. There's not much around this area where a person could go dancing, especially one of the finest country bands in Omaha, Counts of Bluffs area, make the trip out here once a month for us. They do a beautiful job of dance music. They play requests, songs like Unchained Melody and stuff. They're just a really good band.
You bet. How'd you get to know these guys?
Well, Walt is a good friend. Facebook and everything invited me to come and listen to the band, and he helped me out one time when we were playing, and it was just kind of a special relationship. But when we heard his band, that's all it took. Matter of fact, that before the night was over that night, we booked him for the first five shows.
Very good. Well, I know you've had one already. You kind of did a test run last month just to kind of see how the how folks would respond. Responded pretty well?
We did. Had a really nice turnout, and the response to the band was really, really good. The venue is an awesome place for people that want to have a place to have doings us, and we was very, very pleased.
Very good. Connie, I know you were helping to solicit some assistance last time around, handing out posters and make sure the information got out. Was it pretty well received?
Yes, it was. The dances that we have each month are for a really good cause. Again, it's the D. Bryles Memorial Fund Dance, and they're all of the proceeds from the dance go to St. Jude Children's Hospital for Research. This was a charity that was very dear to Dee's heart, and so I think we had a really good response from people. It was appreciated, and we did get a really good response and had a really good time.
Yeah, everybody had a good time that night then, too, I suppose. Talk about the opportunity for folks to get out and support the cause. Why was this important to Dee?
She had donated to St. Jude for years.
Okay.
And when she passed, I started getting letters from St. Jude, so I would just keep it going. And then Connie and I decided just to do a little bit more.
Sure.
And we started this, and the first dance we come out with enough to open up a fund and get things started. We're now a nonprofit incorporation as well. They have all the paperwork so they can deduct their donations. And we're just kind of hoping, along with the fact that we bring some dance music to Atlantic, as to also have a good reason to do it.
You bet. They do some good work at St. Jude's.
Their research hospital is one of the tops, and a lot of people support St. Jude's. And we figured this way, starting the fund in my wife's name, that we could just keep that going and do a good cause.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine what would happen with some of these youngsters if they didn't have a place like St. Jude's where they get an opportunity to get the care they need.
And that the parents pay nothing. Right. I mean, it's just a wonderful thing to know that they can go and get all the care, the greatest possible, and not have to worry about the expense of it.
Sure. Have either one of you had a chance to visit their hospitals?
No, that's on the list.
Well, I'm sure it's a pretty impressive opportunity there, too. These types of facilities not only provide the medical care they need, but the emotional and mental support that folks need when they're going through issues, too. It's always tough to see children going through things.
Yes, you don't want to see children have to suffer and the parents suffer even more for their child. So to have a facility that is supported by donations so that the parents don't have to worry about any expenses, it's a very good win-win for everybody.
Yeah, well, you talk about the impact on families as a whole, right, because it affects their entire lives.
Yes, it does.
And each event, we have one sponsor, just one sponsor, other than you here at KJN. Thank you so much for doing that. and the paper and stuff as sponsors, but we have a sponsor comes in and helps support paying for the band. And this time is Folk Brothers, and we just appreciate them being able to do that.
Sure. Do you take donations then at the door? How do you raise the money to for the effort?
Donations at the door, and we they can donate as well in addition to that if they want to, and some have been real generous to
sure.
us. So.
Is there a set cost at the door for folks to come out?
$10 is what we charge at the door, but if somebody, scraping or hard time, that doesn't, nobody needs to miss it because of that either.
Sure. I'm sure there are plenty of people who dig a little deeper than 10 bucks too.
Yeah, Connie will.
Well, I guess the pressure's on now, isn't it?
I think so, it is, yes. It's for a good cause, so I guess that's all right.
Yeah. Well, Mel, you talked a little bit about Shadow Ridge Band, and you said they kind of play a variety of music. From what to what? Will they see a wide range of things then?
Oh, like I say, our favorite is one called Unchained Melody, but mm-hmm. they do like Poke Salad Annie, they do Waylon George Strait, they do the old rock. So far, it's hard to find a song when you request it from them that they don't do, but just beautiful dance. And Walt is so good about judging the people, and he sees what they like for dance, and he makes sure that gets played a lot. So
they're pretty good about gauging the audience and making sure that they're going to bring to the people what they want.
Yeah, the last dance, the dance floor was just as packed as the first one. It was just really... They did an excellent job.
Yeah. You said you had a great turnout that first time. Surprise at all?
Yeah. More than I expected, because we really haven't done much promotion, period. And that's why I say I thank you very much for doing this. That's wonderful for you to do it, Jim. But
and
we're
absolutely.
Happy.
You betcha. No problem. And when folks come out then, too, if they get a little thirsty during the night, will there be an opportunity there for them to get that taken care of?
Yes. There'll be an open bar run by the venue. And then at this show here, being that it happens to fall on my birthday, there's going to be free cake and free coffee and what else? I don't know.
We'll be celebrating, in addition to Mel's birthday, all the people there that have April birthdays.
Oh, yeah. Very
so
good.
Be able to come out and have free cake, free coffee, and it'll be a good time. Happy birthday.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. And watch the candles. Don't need any fire hazards.
Probably no candles. That would be a fire hazard.
More than just a couple of candles on that cake these days. We're all getting a little older. Very good. Shadow Ridge Band. Where'd you say they're out of? Omaha area?
Omaha and Lincoln and Council Bluffs are all right in that area. They play every weekend. And we go listen to them quite a bit.
You ever do any jamming with them?
I got up and sang once, but yeah, I'd rather dance.
Sometimes it's fun just to enjoy other people. You've, along with your friends and partners, have done plenty of music over the years for other people. Now it's time to sit back and enjoy some, huh?
Yeah, and we sure do. We love to dance.
Very good. All right. Well, we hope folks do come out and help to support the cause and the effort. And you're going to continue doing this. The one coming up here on Saturday, April 20th, is just a continuation of what will be a monthly deal, right?
We're set up through the end of the year. Just to see, if people really enjoy it and keep the place full, we'll keep the music going.
Excellent. All right. Well, very good. Same band every time?
They're booked every time except one. And then it's Paul Fay and the band Straight Eight Shot are going to take a night of it.
I think folks are pretty familiar with that, too, around these parts. So it's good. It's nice to see that they know what they can get. They know the kind of quality they're going to get each and every time they come out.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be a different show every time. So don't worry about that at all.
Nope.
You request what you want to hear, they'll take care of it for you, right? Very good. That's Shadow Ridge Band. And that's, again, this Saturday, April 20th, 7 to 10 p.m. at the venue right down there on Walnut Street here in Atlantic. And when you come out and help to support that effort, this is a D. Briles Memorial Fund dance. The funds that are raised are going to help out the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. So you know it's all for a good cause. Connie? Mel, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Thanks for putting forth all the work to make this all happen for folks to have a good time.
Thank you. We were glad to do it. Thank you.
Thank you.